Where are you going? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
Oh, dear Lord.
Ever since President Trump started running 4 years ago, people have been trying to see his tax returns. And we found out so many other things about him in that time, from what he does with porn stars to what he does with flags. And they're not that different. But we still haven't seen Trump's tax returns. No one knows why, but everyone has a theory. Some people think it's because he cheated on his taxes or because he took money from unsavory people.
A brand new report from the New York Times offering one of the most detailed looks we have had at Donald Trump's finances during a decade-long portion of his career. Quote, the numbers show that in 1985, Mr. Trump reported losses of $46.1 million from his core businesses, largely casinos, hotels, and retail space in apartment buildings. They continued to lose money every year, totaling $1.17 billion in losses for the decade. In fact, year after year, Mr. Trump appears to have lost more money than nearly any other individual American taxpayer.
I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune?
If I were a rich man. All day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man.
Over those 10 years, Trump reported $1.17 billion in losses. That is $2 billion in today's money. Okay? That is more than the GDP of Gambia. Or as Trump might put it, I'm a shithole country now.
If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man.
We're talking over $1 billion over a decade.
That's just for his core businesses. Every year that we looked at, he lost money, and the losses grew as he went further into the casinos and the losses that happened there. But it's unbelievable. We would have thought at least in one of the years that we saw, maybe the year he wrote Art of the Deal, he would have made money. He didn't. He was just bleeding money every year that we looked at.
You know, I'm starting to think maybe he's been lying to us.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
I'd build a big, tall house where the rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show.
Trump fired back at the Times this morning, tweeting, real estate developers in the 1980s and 90s, more than 30 years ago, were entitled to a massive write-offs and depreciation, which would, if one was actively building, show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. Much was non-monetary, sometimes considered tax shelter, dot, dot, dot. You would get it by building or even buying. You always wanted to show losses for tax purposes. Almost all real estate developers did, and often renegotiate with banks. It was sport. Additionally, the very old information put out is a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. So his argument is what he did was totally normal, and also, he didn't do it.
I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud scream and yell and yell and yell will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man.
And you might think it's bad news for Trump to be exposed like this, but that's because you're looking at all of this the wrong way.
He lost a lot of money over the course of 10 years, if you consider $1 billion a lot of money.
If anything, you read this and you're like, wow, it's pretty impressive, all the things that he's done in his life. It's beyond what most of us could ever achieve.
I don't know that there's any suggestion that he broke the law.
I wouldn't have to work hard if I were a bitty rich idle man.
During this 10-year period, Trump was actively building the myth that he was a self-made success, while in reality, he was a massive failure who lost more money than any other American taxpayer. For example, you might remember that in the 80s and 90s, Trump pretended to be a spokesman for himself named John Barron, who would call various media outlets and brag about Trump's success. For example, here is Donald Trump calling a reporter at Forbes pretending to be John Barron. Specifically, he was trying to convince the reporter that assets that belonged to his father, Fred Trump, were actually his now. And while he was at it, he also bragged about how close he was with his father.
Okay, what's your first name, Donald? John Barron.
Well, let me tell you what the deal is, just so you understand.
Okay.
Mr. Trump bought, first of all, most of the assets have been consolidated to Mr. Trump, you know, because you have down Fred Trump. But I think you can really use Donald Trump now, and you can just consolidate it.
Does Fred Trump make money management decisions?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's the chairman, Donald's the president, and Fred Trump is active. He's an excellent guy, and you know how they're very close, the relationship of the two is, as you know, very close, as you've heard or know, or perhaps you don't know.
He used a fake name to call a reporter and brag about how much his father loves him. Man, I would say the dude needs therapy, but I don't think he can afford it.
I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebetavia, pardon me, Rebetavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes.
Trump's father, Fred Trump, was also a real estate developer, and he made lots of money those years. So which one's the idiot, and which one is smart?
And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know.
That's what he did. He bought towers, hotels, golf courses. He did it in other countries. What do people not understand about these a little bit different than most people?
Yes, we've noticed he's a little different. If he were most people, he'd either be in jail right now or napping on the couch while his children quietly discuss the next steps.
If I were a rich man, all day long, I bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it speak?
spoil some vast eternal plan. If I were a wealthy man.
The president met with the leader of Hungary while he was feuding with China, and his lawyer was trying to get Ukraine to meddle in the 2020 election.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Trump met today with the prime minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, a far-right authoritarian strongman who has curtailed democracy in his country, has almost total control of the media, has chipped away at the independence of the court, and has implemented a crackdown on immigration that has made him a pariah in Europe. Or, as Trump put it,
Viktor Orban has done a tremendous job in so many different ways, highly respected, respected all over Europe. Probably, like me, a little bit controversial, but that's okay. That's okay.
A little bit controversial is not how you describe a wannabe dictator. While Trump was palling around with the authoritarian leader of Hungary, he was also conducting a trade war with China.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Today, China said it would impose retaliatory tariffs against the U.S., and the stock market plummeted as a result. But Trump shrugged it off, suggesting our economy was strong enough to handle it, while, as usual, sounding incredibly vague.
We're in a very strong position. Our economy has been very powerful. Theirs has not been. We've gone up a lot since our great election in 2016, and if you look at the numbers, they've gone down quite a bit. We're dealing with them. We have a very good relationship. Maybe something will happen.
Maybe something will happen?
Trade war. Huh. What is it good for?
After over a year of tense negotiations, last week, our delegates in Beijing were banging out the details of a final trade agreement, but the U.S. balked. When China said they were no longer willing to commit to changing laws covering intellectual property, forced technology transfer, subsidies, and other issues, they also objected to publication of all the details of the agreement, preferring a summary. Oh. Really? The White House is upset because China wants to release a summary.
No way, no way, Xi. I know how summaries work, okay? It's gonna be 4 pages long and a bucket of lies.
So talks broke down. Talks broke down on Friday, and Trump imposed his tariffs. And he's warning China to cave soon.
The deal will become far worse for them if it has to be negotiated in my second term. Would be wise for them to act now, but love collecting big tariffs. I like big tariffs and I cannot lie. The other loser can't deny. When Z walks in with an itty-bitty trade and the soybeans in your face, you get sprung, sprung, sprung.
The president thinks he can outlast the Chinese because he sees tariffs as free money.
Our country can take in $120 billion a year in tariffs, paid for mostly by China, by the way, not by us. A lot of people try and steer it in a different direction. It's really paid, ultimately, it's paid for by largely by China.
Notice how that claim gets weaker the longer that sentence goes on.
It's paid mostly by China, largely, somewhat, kinda, sorta. I mean, that's what I heard. They don't pay anything, we're screwed.
But, and, spoiler, Trump is lying. As Chris Wallace pointed out yesterday to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
It's not China that pays tariffs, it's the American importers, the American companies that pay what in effect is a tax increase and oftentimes passes it on to U.S. consumers.
Fair enough. In fact, both sides will pay. Both sides will pay in these things.
It's U.S. businesses and U.S. consumers who pay, correct?
Yes, to some extent. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Again, both sides will suffer on this.
Ultimately, Kudlow did admit that Americans will pay for the tariffs. But this morning, Trump disagreed, tweeting,
"There is no reason for the U.S. consumer to pay the tariffs, which take effect on China today."
There is no reason to use that there in that there sentence. And again, it's not true. We pay. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. I don't know. I understand economics as well as Donald Trump does. I bet if I tried, I could lose $10 billion.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
In retaliation, China is raising tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods, mostly agricultural products, starting June 1st. But don't worry, farmers, Trump has a plan.
We'll be taking tens of billions of dollars in tariffs from China. Buyers of products can make it themselves in the USA, ideal, or buy it from non-tariffed countries, dot, 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 dot. We will then spend, match it better, the money that China may no longer be spending with our great patriot farmers, agriculture, which is a small percentage of total tariffs received, and distribute the food to starving people in nations around the world. Great MAGA.
So, give the food to starving people. The only way Trump can give anything to poor people is out of spite.
Did you see what you made me do, China? You made me give food to starving people. Come back to the negotiating table right now before I give medicine to the sick. I'll do it, okay? I'm talking universal health care. Don't push me.
Trump cast himself as a master deal maker, but what we're learning yet again is that he's actually terrible at making deals. This is what Trump does. He creates myths about himself until the truth comes out, like how he brags about his prowess at golf. For example, you might remember the time Trump held a roundtable with CEOs on how to bring back manufacturing jobs and made the CEO of General Electric tell a story about how Trump supposedly hit a hole-in-one.
We were trying to talk President Trump into doing The Apprentice. That was my assignment when we owned NBC. President Trump goes up to a par three on his course. He looks at the three of us and says, "You realize, of course, I'm the richest golfer in the world." That's a comment. Then gets a hole-in-one. So I have to say, you know, I've seen the magic before. So.
It's a crazy. No, I actually said I was the best golfer of all the rich people. That's, to be exact.
I spit out my caviar.
Just a true, right there. You have it, a true man of the people. A billionaire president who cheats on his taxes, yucking it up with a bunch of wealthy CEOs and bragging about how he's the richest golfer in the world is like an episode of The Twilight Zone written by Bernie Sanders. Imagine, if you will, a golfer. But this is no ordinary golfer. He's also the president and the CEO of The Twilight Zone. Roll the episode. There's a twist at the end. There's no hole. That's the twist. He's just golfing, there's no hole. Pretty good twist. Now, we all know Trump cheats at golf. He's notorious for it. In fact, there's an entire book about it called Commander and Cheat. That book came out last month, which means it came out in the same month as the Mueller report, a book about cheating at politics and a book about cheating at golf. This guy cheats so much, he had two separate books about cheating come out in the same month. Soon, it's going to be its own section at Barnes & Noble. There'll be books cheating at marriage. There'll be cheating at school. He'll have a book like cheating at cooking. And the sports writer who wrote the golf book said last month on CNN that it wasn't just the occasional game. Trump cheats in brazen and bewildering ways, even when he's playing the best golfers in the world.
You're not just saying he cheats. You're saying he cheats. I mean, he cheats on all of it.
He cheats like a mafia accountant. Like, he cheats crazy. He cheats whether you're watching or not. He cheats whether you like it or not. He tried to cheat Tiger Woods in a match, and Tiger hits it like this. He hits two balls in the water, doesn't count either, and pretends that he almost tied Tiger Woods.
He tried to cheat against Tiger Woods. That's like challenging LeBron James to a slam dunk contest and bringing a ladder.
So I guess it's a draw. Both dunked.
And then last week, we got maybe the craziest cheating story yet from that same author involving a guy named Ted Virtue, the CEO of a New York investment firm. Virtue was at Trump's golf course in Florida with his son. Now, this was while Trump was already president. Here's how the story starts. Trump sees Ted on the ninth hole and decides to drive his cart over. He tells Ted, "Congrats on winning the club championship, but you didn't really win it because I was out of town." And if you're curious where Trump was when he says he was out of town, Trump was meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. This guy was at a high-stakes nuclear summit with the leader of a rogue nation, all bummed out he was missing the club tournament. Can you imagine the amount of whining and moaning Kim Jong-un had to put up with? You better disarm because while I'm here, Ted Virtue is winning my tournament. Translate that. Translate that to him. And tell him Ted Virtue's a real jerk. Say it. Well, the story gets weirder from there. Because Trump challenged Virtue and his son to play for the club championship on the spot. They get to a hole with a big pond in front of the green. Both Ted and his son hit the ball on the green, but Trump hits his in the water. By the time they get to the hole, though, Trump is lining up the son's ball, only now it's his ball and the caddy has switched it. The son is like, that's my ball, but Trump's caddy goes, no, this is the president's ball. Your ball went in the water. Ted and his son look at each other confused, not sure if this is really happening. Oh, it's happening. Everything you're not sure of is happening. But this is what Trump does on stuff as big as trade or as small as a ball hit in the water. He makes you question your sense of reality. He's like a guy who only kind of knows how to Jedi mind trick you, but instead of actually convincing you, he just keeps saying it until you get irritated and give up. This is not the ball you're looking for. No, yeah, that is actually my ball. No, it's not. Yeah, no, it definitely is. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. Fine, whatever, just take it. You just got Jedi'd. But there's a revealing part of this story, and it involves what happens when Trump actually tries to play in regulated matches with rules, where he can't cheat. And this will shock you. He's not nearly as good.
He's played on television 10 times, Pebble Beach Pro-Am 7 times, and the Lake Tahoe thing 3 times. He's never made the cut at Pebble Beach, and at Tahoe, he's never finished in the top half. So when there's rules guys and cameras, he's not that good. When it's just his course, his caddy, his world, he's pretty good.
On paper, Trump is a 6'3 self-made business genius worth $10 billion who went to Wharton, lives in a gold tower, and won a presidential election. But on camera, he's a guy who openly colludes with foreign adversaries, sweats like he's chugging hot sauce at the end of a marathon, and can't pronounce words that are longer than 2 syllables.
Every single car out there, even the really expensive ones, controlled by large donors, 10,000 known or suspected gang members.
Suspested? As in, everyone suspected that Trump cheats at golf, but now we're positive. Here's the thing, you guys. Trump might be the most prolific cheater in the Republican Party, but he's not alone.
What would it take for President Trump to lose your support? I'm gonna give you guys some hypothetical scenarios, and you tell me if any of them would be enough for the president to lose your support. All right, scenario one. Robert Mueller testifies before Congress and says he believes Trump committed obstruction of justice. Do you still support him?
Well, we need a leader less willing to do what he's got to do to win.
That's absolutely right. See, the best way to uphold the law is to be above it, Chuck.
What if he says Trump colluded with the Russians?
Well, I'd have to write a strongly worded email and send it straight to my draft folder.
All right, next hypothetical. What if the president admits that he's not as religious as he claims?
Well, if you don't already know that, that's kind of on you, Chuck.
He's not even Christian. He's Jewish.
Even better. That's great for Israel. Yeah.
You know, I can think of another great man who was Jewish. Jesus
Sammy
Christ.
Davis Jr.
What if you found out President Trump was a Muslim?
A Muslim? Oh, just the thought of that makes me want to stress eat.
Okay, now listen, you wait just a minute, Chuck. Now, what kind of Muslim are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, Dr. Oz?
No, I mean, like, Louis Farrakhan.
All right, but do we still get those tax cuts?
You do.
Okay. Well, then I guess it's Salaam Alaikum, Brother President.
Okay, next scenario. What if Donald Trump divorced his wife, Melania?
Love can be a tricky thing.
And he leaves her for Stormy Daniels.
All right, well, that would actually make more sense, because that's a hot girl.
Hey, how about Kathy Griffin?
A kooky redhead, I get it.
What if he leaves her for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Oh, no, that's not right. That's not good.
No. And he also pledges to love, honor, and enact her Green New Deal.
Now, that just crosses the line. There's some things you can't forget.
So he would lose your support?
He would not.
I would show up to the wedding, but not before I mumbled a strong rebuke quietly into my lean cuisine.
Okay, what if the president gave out your personal cell phone number to thousands of strangers who then harassed you and sent death threats, causing you to get rid of your phone?
Well, now, Chuck, I do have to disqualify myself, because back in 2015, the president actually did that to me.
Yeah, I know. I was just seeing if you remember. Okay, let's say Trump open hand slaps you in the face. What would you say then?
Harder, Daddy.
Senator Collins, you support Roe v. Wade.
Yes, I sure do, yeah.
What if the president declared that life begins not at conception, but at erection?
Oh, please, I have been a vocal champion of women's rights for over 30 years. That'd be the most outrageous, ridiculous thing that I'd ever end up definitely voting for.
So there's absolutely nothing President Trump could do to lose your support?
No, I wouldn't say that. Let's say, hypothetically, he got gay married.
Yeah, to the leader of ISIS.
And they had matching diapers fashioned out of the original Constitution.
Well, then maybe. Oh, heck, who are we kidding? We'll always be ride or die bitches.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.